to continue the series. So if you wanna listen to this, perhaps go back to part one of healing. So what, just to summarize, I'll say when we're born, we come from a divine order, we come from divineness, we come from love. And as we grow older, we meet people and we start being told who we are. But in our divineness, God is not separate from us, but we separate from God. And when we separate from God, it feels like we're going into a space of the ego, which is edging God out. Now, why I'm doing this is because this has happened to me, for me. And what I've learned is that there's so much love out there, and that we are here to learn, and that in order to go the path of God, we have to go back to who we are. We have to go back to God's ways, to God's path of us. I actually was thinking about it the other day. In my healing, I'd written actually my vision on this book. I remember a friend of mine gave me this book, and I was wondering why I was going through those things. I wrote, "I'm a powerful creator." I was still not conscious of myself. I'm a powerful creator. I'm here to teach, share my knowledge and wisdom, to connect people to their intuition and help them become the best version, building purposeful lives and businesses. I wrote this all down in a time where I was going through such a terrible, terrible time. And I actually wrote down my vision. The other day, I went back and I'm like, my goodness me, 80% of the things that I had written there are coming alive. I've written something about health. I've written something about my child. I've written something about writing a book. I've written something about doing a podcast. I've written so many of those things, and they're coming alive. I mean, as I speak. The reason I do this is I think God sent me to do this. Actually, I don't think, I know God sent me. And sometimes it's so difficult to go, I don't want to go on, but I go on because there's a vision that holds me to do this. So today, I wanted to talk about why did you get lost? Why did you get lost? And what are the things you got lost from? You got lost from who you essentially are. And part of the healing is to go back to your true version, your highest version, the one God gave, to say, you are here for a reason. But when we come here on earth and we are birthed, we come with identities of ourselves that we think we need in order to survive. And I wanted to say that we become survivors in our lives instead of we are not thriving. And I found myself not thriving, and surviving. And the first indication was a long time ago, and I was 26 years old. 20 odd years later, 21 year old, or years later, I got fired from my job. And 2016, in 2020, when COVID came, things are falling apart for me from a business point of view. I am now almost 113 kilograms. I am having a tough time waking up. I could give myself all excuses. No, I'm premenopausal. No, I haven't had a job. But I was not having a good time. And as God sent angels, my angel was my child. She said, "Mommy, what's going on with you?" And it was my wake-up call. Like, it was my wake-up call to say, there's something that's not feeling right. And I went back through my life. I was looking at some of my friends and thinking, wow, they're living such an amazing life. Why do I feel like I'm not living an amazing life? I feel like something is not going right. And got curious. I went back into courses. I bought a lot of programs, as I said, that just didn't help me. Eventually, I found programs that helped me, found stuff that helped me, but not giving me the full picture. And eventually I figured out the full picture, that I had left my divineness and entered a world of where I thought I needed to be. And when I lost my job, I lost a big part of my identity. My identity at the time was, I am a director at a big corporate. I have money, I have a house, and I have a child. And I prayed for the child, but I was giving nannies the job to raise my child, and I was too busy working. And when God pulled that job and left me, I had to figure out, who am I without the job? Who am I without the money? And that's where my healing began. I went back into my childhood to say, when was the inception of the ebook? I couldn't remember stuff in my childhood, and I had to go back to my elder sister, like, what happened? What happened? But funny enough, you will go through the same as I went through when you get enough of your own BS. And I had to go through it. I had enough of my BS, and I was like, you know what? I want to figure out a way forward. At the time, I was feeling insecure. I was feeling like my life was not going the way I wanted. And I feel like something is holding me back, and I couldn't understand what it was. And I remember it was a lady who does hypnotherapy, and her name is just left me, Marisa Pierce, I think, made us do an exercise and hypnotherapy for 20 minutes. And I went back and I realized where the separation happened. My separation happened at the age of 3, but it would get worse at the ages of 9, 10. And what happened at the ages of 9, 10, I started believing a story of myself. I'm not beautiful. I'm ugly. I'm not beautiful. I'm stupid. And I became that. I became that. I'm powerless. And as I looked back into my life, I see where this had ended up. In boarding school, I was bullied. And then in university, I encountered a guy who took advantage of me. And in subsequent jobs, I would find myself feeling powerless. And when I look back, why I was powerless, I'd lost my essential voice. I'd lost who I was because I wanted to please somebody. And I became a people pleaser. Now, some of you will not want to go back to your past, because the past can feel painful, hurtful, and can feel like you've touched a wound that doesn't want to be touched. I understand. If it's not for you and you don't want to go back there, then stop. Move on. Live your life. Because it is a painful. It was so painful. I find myself crying all the time. Well, I feel my chest. I find myself crying. I find myself unable to understand what was going on. But eventually, I figured out there's an inner child who needed healing. And the inner child was a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, yeah, 9 to 10-year-old. And messages from God would pop up because I was having such a difficult time parenting my 9, 10-year-old. I'm still having difficulties, but I'm learning that it's a message for me. And so I went back and I had to re-parent the child. The child needed to know she was cared for, she was loved, that she had a voice. That's what I needed. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be loved because I have a career. I wanted to be loved because I had money. And when God took out those things, I realized that I had to find something in me that's lovable without the identity. So I had to let go of the identity and take off the clothes I'd been wearing to go back to the naked self that was born. Yeah, I don't want to lie to you. It's taken me long and I'm still learning as part of my life. And if you really want to know books to read is What Happened to You, and I'm just gonna grade another book because I changed my position. Is this book called Dr. Joe Dispenza? You can say I haven't finished it, but I really love this, where he says there's two states of mind and body: is your survival versus your creation. And I was in survival mode. I was in stress. I was in contraction, imbalance. I had no energy. I was narrow. I was separate from God. Versus where you are in creation, you are in love, joy, and trust, selfless. You are growing, you are repairing, you are connected. So I realized that there's what they call the fight, flight, and the thriving mode. And I was in the fight, flight, survival mode. My body was in disease. And when my body was in disease, it showed up with weight gain, it showed up with diabetes, it showed up with insomnia, it showed up with back pain. It showed up in my life. And you know what? I'm still on a journey, by the way, of my weight loss. And it's a good indicator to me to say, how far am I going towards this? How far am I progressing towards my healthy lifestyle? And so I decided to focus on five areas of my life that this survival, fight survival, fight flight mode and survival mode I was in, and it was showing up. I could see other things were going well. My home was beautiful, my garden was beautiful, but these five areas I was struggling. The most I was struggling with was what's going on with my career. I was struggling with motherhood, I was struggling with health, I was struggling with finance, and I was struggling with a partner. I don't have a partner, but I found that I needed to focus on three areas of my life, the rest would come. One, I needed to figure out motherhood, parenting. I needed to figure out my health, and I needed to figure out my career. So I left the partner, romance, and the money aside for the bit. And in all of that, when I looked, I was like, these are branches that come from me. So I'm in the middle of this thing called I need to find out. And in all of that, I found that the healing journey has to become me, and I had to heal that which I needed to heal. And I had to get to a point where I was finding myself worthy, I was finding myself loving towards myself. But the most important thing I realized about my life is I was making choices out of fear, choices out of desperation, choices out of not loving myself. And when that started happening, I realized, oh, okay, here's an awareness for me. Started at an awareness level. I'm not loving myself. Why am I not loving myself? I go back to the beginning, my childhood. What happened in my childhood? Now, some of you would have had a traumatic childhood, like sexual trauma, physical abuse, abandonment, neglect. There are traumatic events that you need to go to your psychologist for or your psychiatrist. And those are like sexual abuse, like being neglected, like maybe being homeless, being abandoned. Those things need to be dealt with by somebody who's got the skill to do so. My way is talking through my issues, how I resolve them, and helping you build an awareness and a consciousness for yourself. Everything in the mind we think, we conjure up, we go through. The mind, the ego, the one that separates us from God. And I just speak about it in my first thing, that the three things, your spirit, the mind, and the body. If these things are not tied together and they separate, that's where we find ourselves in darkness. Now, where does the mind start going off? I said in your childhood, because of childhood traumas or something that happened to you and you are attached to it. And then it becomes a thing that grows. And in order to heal it, you gotta go back and heal it. How do you know which child was hurt? It's your trigger. And I'll talk about triggers at a later date. I was an angry adult. How do I know I was angry? I was angry because there were messages telling me I was angry. If somebody didn't want to listen to me and pulled me down, I'd get angry. If somebody accidentally didn't hear me or took something away from me that meant something to me, I would get angry. The second trigger I saw of myself, which my daughter showed me, was I was sad. Sad, why? Because I wasn't living the life that I was meant to live. I was living the life that I was expected to live. I was sad because I felt that I was expected to do something that I didn't want to do, and I was compliant. I was complying, and a lot of us are living lives we don't want to live. Why? We're told to be doctors, lawyers, because that's how it was, and we feel resentful, and we do these jobs that we don't like, and we feel resentful because we think we don't do them. Our parents or our loved ones won't love us. But what they do is repress us to a level where we don't love ourselves anymore. We find ourselves in darkness. We find ourselves feeling isolated, feeling like life is not working out. But the truth of the matter is we've all been given a path. We've all been given a purpose. We've all been given a mission. We've all been given a gift. And when we get out of that path, when we get out of where we are supposed to be, that's when we lose that thriving, creative part of us. Going back to God's way, going back to the path, meaning I'm going to use this breaking away from that. And that's where the struggle comes, because the ego doesn't like to lose, doesn't like to lose to God. So you will fight and fight. Even now, I had to force myself to do this podcast, because at the end of this thing, there's a little voice saying, you won't succeed, you won't fail. So I have to push through that voice. So that is not the voice of God. That is not my true voice. That is the voice of my mind, or what other people call the enemy. That's telling me an untruth. Because if it is a truth, you feel peaceful. If it's not a truth, you feel like your palpitations, you feel anxious, you feel depressed. That's not your truth. Depression, anxiety, that's not your truth. It is your lie, the lies your mind is telling you. And you will know it because your body will tell you. You will not be sleeping. You'll be anxious. That is not the truth. The truth of God is calm, is peaceful, is kind, is caring, is thriving. The mind's lies are anxious, are deliberating. The mind will lie to you. And that's why I say you gotta go back and heal that mind, because it is separate from your truth. It is separate from your life. It is separate from the divine. It is separate from who you truly are. I will leave it at that, and I'll come back with the third part. If you have any questions, you want to know more, please ping them. You can find the series on YouTube under Musidi, Phenomenal Movement by Musidi on YouTube, MSDSRTL09, or on Apple for Podcasts or Spotify for Podcasts. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to me.